Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? Hey friends, I hope everybody's doing well. Espero que todo vaya bien. I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. I study Spanish, I learn words, I work on structures, I work on grammar. Then I go to speak and have a conversation and I freeze. You may be relating to that, then maybe you. Well, I've got some tips for you on how to overcome the big freeze. You know, you might be saying, well, Danny, you don't understand. You speak Spanish, you don't have any issues when you have a conversation, and you are right. But I am going to tell you this. I understand brain freeze. I understand it all too well. And I'll tell you a little secret about myself that you might find a little surprising, but it's true. I do not play cards. I don't like it, can't stand it, don't have any desire to do it. I know a lot of people like to sit around and play cards, and my family, my wife's family even gets together and they love to play their 313, let me tell you. They love to play cards, but I refuse to participate. And you might be saying, why? Well, let me go back. Years and years ago, people wanted to play cards. And they would try to include me, and I gave it a shot. But the problem was that people would start talking to me as if I understood how to play cards. They would start talking about if you have a full house or a whatever, and they're using terminology that honestly I did not understand at the time. Then they say, then if you have this, you do that. And if you have that, then you'll do this. And then you're going to lay down that. And then it's and they're using all this terminology that I did not understand. And I'm not that kind of teacher. I have to start as if the person knows nothing. And I wanted people to do that with me. You're going to have to tell me what these terms mean before I can apply them to what you're saying. And because I would get frustrated and I would just get to the point where I would shut down. That's it. I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. And somehow through all of that, I developed this disdain for the entire concept of sitting down and playing card games. I just don't want to do it. And it's all because of that reason. I understand that. Now, I could, if I wanted to, start from the beginning, do my own research, and learn what the terminology is and what it means. And I could learn card games, I'm aware of that, but I just don't really have a desire to do so. So if you're thinking I don't know what brain freeze up is, I probably know it better than a lot of people do. And so I understand that when you try to have a conversation, there is this automatic lockup of the brain, a freeze that happens. And I'm going to tell you, it does not indicate in any way whatsoever your personal ability to learn Spanish or any other language. You know, I've met people in their 80s who are learning a language. I've had people message me on the Language Tutor Spanish Facebook page. I'm in my 80s. I'm now starting to learn Spanish. You know, people say, well, you get to a point, you're just too old. Your brain doesn't work the same way. I'm not sure I buy that. I think people can, at any age, take a small chunk of information and put it into practice to the point where it becomes easy to them. And I think that you can do the same thing. I believe it 100%. So if you're experiencing brain freeze, you can overcome it. You have to stop and change your mindset. Chances are, somewhere along the way, as you were beginning to try to speak the language, you started to have a conversation. Early on in your process of trying to have conversations, you did so, and then maybe you had some difficulty. Maybe you didn't understand what the other person was saying. Those tiny little things can cause our minds to go into that freeze mode. It is completely normal, and I want you to understand that. The problem is that once we get that into our heads, it can start feeding itself. it starts growing stronger and stronger, because the slightest notion that we're experiencing brain freeze can cause us to then even further not understand. And then that concept of brain freeze grows stronger and stronger and stronger. And so I think the first step we need to do is to stop. And we need to reprogram our brains. We need to rewire things. I had to go through this when I was in middle school. I remember in math, somewhere along the line, I got it in my head that I was bad at math. And there was one teacher that pulled me out in the hall, and she was trying to get to the root of why I was not doing that well in math in the seventh grade. And she caused me, through various strategies, to rewire my brain. And all of a sudden I realized, you know what? Maybe I'm not bad at math. And then I took on this mastery mindset. Maybe I am pretty good at math, actually. And once I got into that mindset, everything changed. So it is possible to change your mindset.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
All right, so let's stop. What's the first step? The first step is to take a small chunk of information, a small topic. So think about, in Spanish, what is your best topic? What do you feel that you know the best? Is it discussing the family? You know, think about that set of vocabulary words that you really have down. Let's say, for example, it is the family. I know how to say mom, dad, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, grandfather, grandmother, cousin, niece, nephew, things like that. Use that for example. Now think about the verbs that are related with that. Maybe you're discussing each person's age, where they live. Maybe it's the verb vivir, and maybe it's the verb tener, to discuss age. Whatever your topic is, start with that topic. Now, I want you to try to back up and start looking at things like, maybe I'm not so bad. Maybe I can overcome the brain freeze. Try to get a positive outlook on it. The next step after that is you need to find a trusted practice partner. Now, if you know someone that speaks Spanish that you can trust, that would be your person. If you don't know someone that speaks Spanish that you trust, there are some great online places you can go, like polyglotclub.com, or maybe you want to hire a tutor on one of these language practice sites. And start simply, but build a rapport with them, establish a relationship. The goal is for you to find somebody that you can practice with that you trust. Someone that's not going to intimidate you. Start very simply. I would like to have a conversation. I would like for us to focus on this topic. Here are the words I know. Here are the verbs I know. And I want to specifically practice this topic with these words and these verbs in this way. Now that sounds really specific, but what you're doing is you're setting parameters to protect yourself from anything coming up in conversation that's going to cause you to feel lost. You want to set those parameters. I'm only going to use things that I'm comfortable with. That is the starting point to breaking down the walls and breaking down the mindset of brain freeze. The next step is going to be to tell that person, listen, I need you to speak very slowly. Now, I remember learning Spanish, and I remember asking people, más despacio, por favor, slower, please, slower, please. And they would say, okay. And then they would speak exactly at the same speed. And then I'd say, slower, please. And they would speak exactly at the same speed. And then I would say it again, listen, I'm being serious. I don't understand what you're saying. When I say speak slowly, I really need you to speak slowly. This is difficult for native speakers because we don't speak our own language slowly. It's tough for us to do it that way. If I'm speaking to you right now, it's tough for me to say, you need to speak slowly. That's painful. That's painful to speak our own language that way. So you have to remind people time and time and time after time after time until they really do actually start to slow down. This is why you need a trusted person who can work with you and you don't feel weird about saying it over and over and over again. So now you have a trusted partner. You have your set of words, your vocabulary, your verbs that you're comfortable with, that you've memorized or whatever, practiced on your own, but you're comfortable with that set. And you're in a situation that you feel comfortable as well, in an environment. Maybe it's, you know, if it's on the internet, or, you know, video chat, something like that, great. Or maybe it's sitting in your living room or in the park or wherever. Comfortable place where you won't be distracted. Because you want your mind to be able to focus on that set of words that you are comfortable with. Maybe even set a further parameter of, these are the questions I would like you to ask me, and I'm going to respond to those. Or these are the questions I'm going to ask you, and I want you to respond using the words I know. Set those parameters. Now, I think if you do all of that, you're going to find that your conversation is going to be more successful. That successful conversation is going to cause you to start feeling more comfortable with speaking. Then you may want to later on bring in another topic that you're comfortable with. And you might even feel comfortable at some point saying, listen, I want you to just speak normally now without the parameters of having this particular set of words. So if you use a word I don't know, that's fine, but give me a second to process it in context. And if you still don't understand it, don't be afraid to say, no me entiendo, I don't understand. Or, yo no sé la palabra, I don't know this word, and then tell them the word in Spanish, and they can help you in English. So don't feel weird about asking for help. Once you get comfortable with that step, you may move into a step where you're saying, let's just talk. And you're okay with any words or verbs that come your way because you've started to feel more comfortable in the situation. You'll be able to start moving on to other people in conversation. Now, it will take a little while for you to approach someone that you don't know and try to have a conversation with them. You may start with sitting in a restaurant where the waiters speak Spanish, and maybe you're going to order in Spanish. That may be a good starting point because you're going to order specifically the names of the things that are on the menu. And you don't have to worry as much about things coming your way that you're going to be blindsided by. You know that the waiter is going to respond with things like, algo tomar, something to drink, or que quiere tomar, or what do you want to drink? Or maybe ask you about an appetizer or a dessert, un postre. You know that these are the general things that are going to come your way. And then you're ready for a conversation. So friends, I hope that this has helped you get in the right mindset. The biggest thing I want you to understand is that don't believe the lies. Don't believe what your mind is telling you now. Hey, I'm freezing up every single time. Okay, I understand. But don't let yourself get into the mindset of, I always freeze up. It happens to me every time. Because then you're just going to start believing that you can't do it. And that's just not true. It is absolutely not true. Because you can. And it doesn't matter your age. And it doesn't matter if you're a language person necessarily. Or, I'm a math brain. I'm not a language person. Or I'm a this, I'm a that. Those things really don't apply. Yes, they can make things easier. But they don't apply because it doesn't matter if you're wired for that topic. You can still learn it. So I want you to stop, rewire, rethink, start believing, start having a positive attitude about it, and start simple with parameters and expand and gradually take those parameters and those walls down, and you're going to find that all of that brain freeze starts to go away. Amigos, I hope this has helped you out. It's good hanging out with you. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening. In the meantime, I wish for you and all your family and friends paz y bendiciones, peace and blessings. I'll see you soon. Hasta pronto.